Wisconsin Public Service Corporation, WPS, is starting its work in Marathon County. It's been asking landowners along the route if it can come on their property and do some surveying and such. But some property owners are saying no. WPS took action against five such landowners earlier this month. It asked a court to give it immediate access to their property. Critics say a court decision like that could give utilities unlimited access to survey any property they want. Ed Garvey represents a group opposed to the power line. The group is called Save Our Unique Lands, or SOUL.
It would appear that WPS found five landowners who were not members of SOUL. They thought they could go into court, get a restraining order before any of the five landowners would hire counsel, and then use that as a test to go for a restraining order against all of the SOUL members.
But Garvey says the five landowners contacted SOUL. SOUL convinced the court there was no justification for a court order right away. Now the company has to wait till a full hearing in about a month. Dave Valine of WPS says his company wouldn't even know who is or isn't in SOUL, even if they did want to target pushover landowners. But he does admit that so far only some of the landowners who said no are being taken to court.
We had to start somewhere. And I think no matter what we did, there would have been criticisms or allegations made that, you know, we did this for that reason or did that for that reason, but that's false.
More legal battles could be ahead. The power line would cross six counties. The Public Service Commission's approval of the line is also being challenged in court, and the Department of Natural Resources still needs to grant some permits. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.